3FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Gosh darn it, I've missed you. How are you?
I'm windblown, Steve.
It is. It's getting ridiculous, God. I'll tell you what. This is Happy Hour Sports. Go ahead.
Tomorrow's supposed to be better, right?
I think so.
We're supposed to get warmer the next couple days. Supposed to be gorgeous Thursday, sounds like. But, yeah, I'm ready for the wind to die down.
Yeah, just a little bit. We don't live on a mountaintop. I mean, we're pretty flat.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here. Glad to be in here. I have to say this. I am extremely proud of you. You're sitting across from me. You're still drinking your drink. You're eating your apple. Today you brought, now is that a cutie or a tangerine?
Cutie. Okay, cutie is a brand. They're clementines.
It's clementine.
This is literally the size of a golf ball, and it's just enough, and they are delightful.
I'm proud of you.
Okay, and quit looking at my shirt.
No, I'm not looking at your shirt. I'm looking at the dual watches.
No, this is a Fitbit.
Fitbit.
And then this is...
Your Fitbit doesn't tell you time.
This is my Tissot that my beautiful wife...
Tissot. He's wearing the Tissot. Good.
So,
how's things? Good?
All good? Like I said, it's hectic. We got everything from house projects to
baseball.
The Mount Mercy baseball team is.
Are you going down this weekend?
Six seed.
Are you staying
as of right
working?
Now? I'm staying and working. We'll see what happens. I mean, if there's
playing 18 holes with Gary.
No, really. Wow, you've seen me shoot. Yeah, I was going to say, remember we were on Wakanda when it was cold and windy. And
you need to gain some more weight back for your back.
No.
See, that's the thing.
No. Need to continue to get lean and mean.
So I'm going to have to tell, I'll have to tell Bridget and Grandpa because my service guy and his wife are going down too. They're off on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Down in Springfield. There's some place for William Penn.
So pretty excited about that and a ton of fun. I miss those days. I really do. He back at Mount Mercy again next year? Undecided.
All signs point to yes.
Good.
His last year. Yes.
Good. And significant other have two years left.
She is on the softball team, and they are killing it also. Yeah, so
really good too. I've actually follow both, so I did see that. So, but I'm very proud of you. Not that you need me to be proud of you, but I'm staying
on a healthy kick.
Yeah, I mean that you right now are like me when I go, I'm just going to stop drinking, and I stop drinking for long periods of time.
I'm not going to look at you and lie. Because there was a couple Coors Lights because we went to Bix and Company Sunday night.
Okay, so we talked about that today. Bix and Company down Valley Junction.
Valley Junction. There used to be a cell phone repair shop on the southeast right as you enter into Valley Junction. That got tore down.
Look at that free advertising.
Beautiful sports bar. They kill it on their pizza. I heard rumor that the person who came up with the crust spent months trying to get it, but they killed on the pizza. We did something called the bone wing sauce or whatever on those chicken wings. And it's like a sweet teriyaki with a bite. It was delightful.
There
so, like I said, a couple, three Coors Lighties and, we had, some appies and it was a, nice little day.
Good. So good deal. What else do I have here? I gotta talk about our sponsors here really quick.
Yes, you do.
Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. Enjoy having them be part of the program. Today is Tuesday. So we have Twins White Sox. Tomorrow we have Twins White Sox.
Yeah.
And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's Twins Guardians. So interesting.
Do we have Randy tomorrow? Rumor of it?
I do believe so.
Okay.
And then we have Brooks is in here on Thursday.
Brooks, he's here on Thursday. Should
Brooks
be
Reynolds.
4 o'clock.
Okay, so...
dude is everywhere right now.
He was
in someone's driveway in Urbandale.
Flipping bacon. I saw it. Making
bacon in the driveway. Kids going to school. And I'm just like,
I social media. I'm like, yes, that looks... I'm just wondering if we can hire him to just... I have a driveway. I have a driveway with a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know that that's in our budget.
It probably is not in our budget.
We actually drove out to the Iowa State Fairgrounds last night. It is surreal to go through there when you're usually there.
We drive through there every day.
100,000+ people there a day, but we go out there and...
So you went and looked at the new pork...
Drove by it.
Yep.
Went and looked at the Iowa State Fairgrounds campground.
Yes.
I have, number one, never seen it in the daylight.
You've never camped out there?
Never camped out there.
We camped out there when I was a kid.
And it's hilly.
Yeah, very
hilly. There is plugins for campers everywhere, and it is hilly.
Yeah, they all build. So...
But we did find on top of the hill by the water tower a couple flat spaces where I think we're taking the camper out during Bacon Fest.
So one of our service managers or property managers, they camp out there all the time, and it is
during the fair, or just any time.
No, during the fair.
Okay.
And it is a wooden structure that helps them get in and out of their campers because nothing's flat. I mean, really.
Right. I've seen them. The apparatuses that people, they jack campers up literally 3 feet on one side, dig the wheels into the bluff on the other side, build decks for this 3 weeks of melee that the Iowa State Fair is. It's awesome. It's a city out there. But anyway, it was looked real nice. It was fun to go through there. You can tell there's some bustling going on around JR Southport Ranch and the Bill Riley stage.
Yeah, they were cleaning up that when we drove through. All concrete at the craft beer.
The Iowa beer tent. Good Lord.
That's awesome.
Oh, that was fun though.
That was a day, you know, so a great day, right?
Yes. We're doing a remote at the Iowa State Fair and holy hell comes through there as a storm.
If you had on a day like that, and we had two of the four or five biggest icons were on our show. Because Gary Slater was there last year at the fair.
Gary Slater was there.
Brooks was there.
And Scott Carlson from the Iowa Beer Tent was supposed to be there. And he said...
He was holding the tent down physically.
A little bit of an issue sticking by the tent. I think...
So we went over after the show. Sat and talked to him for a while. But yeah, it was scary, but it is a ton of fun. Hopefully we will get invited back, so we can do some shows out there again.
I'm sure we'll be in the Cumulus Hut.
I think we probably will.
Extreme Exterior Studio, the little hut there.
So. No, it's a ton of fun. Bacon Fest is going to be a ton of fun. Now, okay, so can we, you have to help me, because I just listened.
Because there's rules.
But my... You know, only child thing just shuts off when rules start going through.
Let me tease it.
You hit the tease.
Tease it so it's properly. We mentioned it last week, we have 10 sets of 10 tickets to Bacon Fest Friday.
Yes.
Okay?
That means you can take yourself and a lot of buddies.
We want people to go in packs and enjoy, but it's those are courtesy of Brooksy, and tomorrow we'll final tease it during tomorrow's show. Starting at 6 o'clock, going for 24 hours to the following 6 o'clock, we will have a contest on 1700 The Champ. You go to the 1700 The Champ Facebook page. You'll put down, we'll tell you what to do.
Yeah.
But it's we're going to see how many entries we can get of people that reference it, that we are having a contest. We'll pick 10 sets of 10. We'll get a bunch of people out there and have ourselves a party on a party on Friday the 12th.
A fun time. It's any time that you're out at the fair, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's just fun to go out there. All right.
But that'll lead into, because like I said, it'll start at the end of the show tomorrow is when it'll start on Facebook. It'll go 24 hours and last as long as life goes in the direction it's supposed to. After talking to him, Brooks, he'll be here 4 o'clock on Thursday to, I guess, put the cherry on top of that Sunday.
And we're live 4 to 6 on Friday.
Live 4 to 6 on Friday, yep.
Yeah. Don't know where yet.
Don't know yet.
I'm
trying to. I got
to
get with the shirt guy because I want to get my shirt that says Brooks' stunt double. Because that's what he calls me. Because evidently I get to do the dirty stuff when I'm around him. But anyway, looked at the posting of all the fun and the events and stuff like that. It's man, there is going to be a lot of entertainment. It's going to be super cool. So, sports on your mind, because it's 1700 the champ Steen on sports.
Yeah,
what's the big thing? What are you thinking about?
NBA playoffs started last night. First two games. It was actually the second game for the Phoenix, Denver, but the first game for Philadelphia, Boston. And my biggest takeaway of NBA, and I talked about it, I kind of teased that a little bit yesterday too. The Boston Celtics lost that game last night. The Boston Celtics at different points in the season this year have kind of lost their way. And having coach, Udugwe, not be there this year. Because
Udoke,
right? Yes. And he of the going to be the head coach of the Houston Rockets. I'm not saying I dislike the coach they had. At different points in time last night, they just stopped playing defense. And at different points in time last night, they let a extremely chubby James Harden score 57 points last night. And the crazy thing about what they did, and it got to a point where I'm throwing stuff at my screen. They put the best defensive player they have, defensive player of the year, Marcus Smart, guarded him all the way up from, he usually picked him up at the free, three quarters court, half court. By the time he got to the free throw to the quarter court on the offensive end, they'd set a screen and they'd bring somebody else up. And then that's who would be guarding him. And I'm like, how many times in a row do you think they really could do this? And after like the 18th time in a row, you're like, somebody please tell me why you're paying somebody to coach if you can't change what you're doing. They never changed throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
Now, the Boston Celtics can come back and they can win. But here's the thing that struck me last night. They have two great small forwards, Jason Tatum. Is amazing, a really, really good player. And they also have Jaylen Brown. They're almost identical. Jaylen Brown is 6'6", 223, and Jason Tatum is 6'8", 210. They both can drive, they both can shoot, they both can do everything. The only thing that Jason Tatum doesn't do that Jaylen Brown does, he's not wearing a Batman mask. That's the only difference between the two of them. And I think for the Boston Celtics to get better, you're going to have to pick one. And you're going to have to redevelop the rest of your squad and try to find a partner who has something that you need. Because I don't think you can win a championship with both of them on the floor.
Right.
And you can't take one of them out long enough to have that happen. So I don't know. Joel Embiid didn't play last night and they got beat.
Well, and you saw that, what is it? LeBron and was Anthony. For their game time decisions. I mean, hopefully that's just and that's for the Lakers game. But anyway, let's do this for me. Okay, I'm just going to go with the, what do we got here? On the Eastern, we got Heat, Knicks, Sixers, Celtics. On the Eastern, you got Nuggets, Suns, Warriors, Lakers.
Yeah.
That's your four teams.
Yeah.
Who's your finals?
See, I would have said before I watched that game last night, I'd say Boston. No part, I mean, it was just done because healthy. Joel Embiid, when you have a bad knee and you're 7 foot and you weigh 300 pounds and you run up and down a floor, he's not playing in multiple games in a row.
Right.
And I thought, okay, Boston is. Miami lost Jimmy Butler. Now, they think he's going to do, and this is the only thing I saw. And one of my favorite movies of all time is Willy Wonka. I watch it all the time. Gene Wilder, one of my favorite.
Yes.
And when he's first walking out and he's bent over and he's got a cane and then he rolls and he flips up That's what they had. They had Jimmy Butler's face on him all day today because that's what Jimmy Butler's going to do. Still, Jimmy Butler has a good chance of missing a couple more games. If it was me as a coach and as an organization, the Miami Heat robbed a game. They took that first game, and the Philadelphia 76ers took that first game. I would rest both. I would rest Embiid, and I would rest Jimmy Butler, go home 1-1, feeling pretty proud of myself, and then see if I can't get him more healthy.
I think it's going to be the Heat and Nuggets for the finals, dude. I mean, the Heat really seem to...
If Jimmy Butler's healthy, I get it. And if he's healthy, and I'll give you, they're better coached. I mean, they're
okay,
just
there. I agree with that.
If you're looking at who's the better coach the other way, I mean, there's no doubt that I think Steve Kerr is the best coach that's left in the Western Conference. But he still has older people too. You got to keep Steph Hep. Healthy, Clay healthy, Draymond. That's going to be a good series. On the Golden State Lakers tonight, the tough part for the Lakers, you have to play a game off a game, play a game off a game, play a game. And what they did before that was play a game off two games, play a game. Is Anthony Davis and LeBron James going to be able to do all that? And on the Denver Nuggets, Here's my next one, and this is coaching also. I watched the first three quarters of, then it got way too late, Phoenix and Denver. I have no idea in the world, Scott, what offense Phoenix was running. And the minute Chris Paul went out of the game because he's hurt again, because he's always hurt in the playoffs when you really need him, he's not there anymore. I have no idea what offense.
How old is he, dude?
You know, 30. He's right. Got to be up 36, yeah. 37. So that was my two things. Boston Celtics and the Phoenix Suns were the gold coin, and their coaching was horrible. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ.
Traffic's looking good. No accidents, no delays at the moment. We'll keep you updated.
You'd do anything to keep your vehicle happy. Let's make sure it stays running smoothly with eBay.
100 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. As soon as I get home tonight, I'll put yesterday's and today's shows up on the website now that we have it back up and running. So you can listen
to
our podcast.
So the skimmer got fixed?
Skimmer got fixed. It took me a while.
Yes.
So the skimmer got fixed, but we're when it rebooted, it's off a tidge. So it doesn't actually, it used to match up pretty closely to, you know, when we pop on, when we sign on, when we sign off,
right.
And then you'd have some commercials. Now it's the times are like 4 minutes off. So you got to do some soothing,
some editing.
Yeah. So it makes it some exciting. Soothing. Speaking of editing, we don't have to edit. We're going to do our first read of the day. You have it.
Our first live read. As always, Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the Top Workplace Award again for multiple years in a row. Last I heard, it was 8 from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for easy doing banking wherever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Sound good? Sounds Thanks. Good. Sounds good.
It's that clementine I just had.
It is.
Cleans me out.
There you go. just a couple of quick things. Mr. Brooks from the Memphis Grizzlies. That would be one Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks
was on the last year. He was. I mean, his contract is up at the end of the year. And here's the thing. And there's a lot of guys in the NBA that talk smack. And I'm all in. I did. I wasn't as anywhere talented as some of the people that I guarded. But man, did I enjoy just barking and doing mean things to him that nobody ever saw me do.
You could just say you enjoyed being an irritant.
Yes, very much so. But if you do it and then, you know, what you say on the court, nobody picks up what you say on the court. People, maybe courtside can hear it, but when you do it before the game and after the game and then you go 4 for 28, guess what the reward for that is?
Let's see here. Where's Nose?
Pretty much.
Please don't come back.
Yeah, not coming back. Now, here's the crazy thing.
Read through all these titles. They all kind of have the same.
There are teams that need him to do that. He just needs to learn to do it better. You need to have that guy. Draymond Green has made $300 million being that guy, but he knows. Here's the thing that people say about Draymond Green, even LeBron. This clicked today because Draymond actually said this. When Cleveland came back and beat them when they were up 3-1, and Draymond was the reason because he got kicked out of a game, and then he had to miss a game. He said, when we lost that game, I just went straight to the locker room. And he goes, I couldn't do that. He goes, you know why I couldn't do that? I couldn't do that to LeBron. And I went back out, and I sought him out, and I sat and talked to him. And their relationship, even though they may yell and scream, that's why, because Draymond took some hits because he said Sabonis didn't come and shake his hand. And he said two things that I had a problem with. He goes, even if he was upset, he would have walked away. He could have walked back on and we could have done it off screen. He goes, he was on the court and wouldn't shake my hand. And Draymond goes, listen, I know what I do and I know what people think. My teammates don't think that. My close friends in the NBA, even though I yell at them and do that in games, they know who we are when we're off. And somebody said, well, if Draymond Green didn't have Steph and Clay and all those guys, he wouldn't be in there. Here's what Draymond would be doing right now if he wasn't playing basketball. I don't care. I don't even think you have to take anybody away, but you set him up there with Shaq and Kenny and Charles and Draymond and just let them go. I think Draymond, because I don't think you like Draymond. Just looking at you should listen to his podcast. His podcasts podcasts are amazing. I mean
But what is it? Shaq and Kenny almost threw fist on the show.
Well, they always do.
Man, could you imagine Draymond Green?
Did you
there
see that last time he did it? They were
You'd
trying
have to
have
a ring and a bell.
Yeah, they were trying to race to the video monitor, and Shaq just kind of, it looked like he touched him with a finger,
right?
But it's a Shaq finger, and not Kenny sprawling all the way across the floor as he walked up there. People forget, 7'3", 375 pounds. That's a big man.
Oh, he's thinner than he used to be, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's still, I mean, that, that's,
he's 7'4", but he also,
he's thick.
Yes, yes.
But, stop doing that, Kenny. No, I think that I think Dylan Brooks has a place in the NBA. The problem is it's a young team, and you can't do that and cost your team. You that's the person you don't. If you wanted to goat somebody or go up and pick on him, don't pick on LeBron. Go pick on Anthony Davis. He's not going to say anything.
Right.
He's not going to go up. He's not going to yell shit to you.
I think you touched on it best though. Is if you're gonna sling it, you better have the scoreboard to go with it.
Right. And that's the thing.
He just,
or at least a W
yes.
there.
Yes. Well, I would think the way he was slinging there, you want the W, you want the stats,
you want everything. And you couldn't do that.
I am greatness, and then you're not. That's wow.
You know what Dylan Brooks needed to do? Dylan Brooks needed to be there for Ja and not have Ja to go to a nightclub afterwards. Because what I've been hearing about Ja is, he had a 4-week period that he was down. Mm-hmm. He was injured.
But you could see it.
Yeah.
Somebody
had to put an arm around him and lead him. He's 22 years old with $8 million a year with a bunch of hanger-ons. Somebody has to step up and do that. And
I'd love to be the fly on the wall in this because just – this is one of the reports. This is actually Fox News. This is the title. Grizzlies inform Dylan Brooks he will not be re-signed under any circumstances.
That's like when you come in at 4 o'clock in the morning and your mom doesn't say, hey, I'm going to ground you from your car. It's grab your keys, flatten your tires. You're not taking your car. That's what they just told him.
No, you don't. It's the car pulls in the driveway, and you hear the deadbolt go, click. Hope you're not cold on the porch.
Yep. Not coming in for the night. So, yeah. It's an interesting situation, and I feel bad. And there's a bunch of those guys in the NBA that they just don't understand the whole package, and that's that part. You know, we just went through the NFL draft. You're getting ready to go through an NBA draft. That's the part that I think we all miss on. I mean, you've hired a ton of people in your life. Mm-hmm. I've hired a ton of people in my life. I think that when I'm interviewing them, I'm using, can I sit in a room with him or her and be cool with anything that she does or he does? Not just, hey, is he a good fit? But if he's sitting in here and let's say that he does say something I don't agree with, how's he saying it? I mean, I'm okay. Looking.
Well, but here's a different angle to look at that as well, because different times you have to do different hiring at different times.
Right.
Right.
I agree with that.
Because in a situation like this, what he can bring to the table that somebody is desperate for his positives are going to look past his negatives.
Right.
You can't go in and go, there's another one just like him with all his talents, his baggage, we don't have to deal with.
And I don't know what his talent. I don't know what his talent is. Okay. I think that's why he's probably in trouble. We all know what Draymond's talent is. Yeah. He's a lockdown defender. He rebounds. If somebody knocks,
I was gonna say he's got a hell of a jab too, from what I heard.
If somebody knocks Steph Curry down, they know they're getting repercussions. And Draymond talks it, but he also follows it up. Dylan Brooks is only good about talking.
That's what we talked about. It's if you are going to throw it and sling it, you better be able to back it up with the W and the stats.
And remember that LeBron James is 6'8". 265 pounds.
Yeah,
he's a big man.
He's a stout man. Yeah.
So you know that's like, I'm not picking on Joel Embiid. I mean, okay. So my other one that I wanted to see what your take is. I'm sick and tired of people saying that Nikola Jokic, the Joker, isn't athletic, isn't talented. He's good because he's tall, he's fat. He's not in shape. I mean, all these things they're saying about a guy that almost averages a triple-double as a center.
Right.
Nobody can stop him. He had multiple 20-20 games this year. I can't take the slander on the Joker anymore. Scott, it's driving me crazy.
Well,
like he's so overrated. How he's two-time MVP. How are you overrated? Well, his Denver Nuggets team haven't made it. I don't think it's his fault.
No. I mean, I agree with that. I don't think it's his fault. But, I mean, do they want him to be more of a magic leader? I shouldn't say magic, but a magical leader like Steph is to the Warriors, that when they can lean on him and he always does come through with it. That was that way with LeBron. It was with Kobe, Kobe, Michael and stuff. He's really good throughout the year, but he's just not that when it's really time to be that magical leader that they can lean on him.
Yeah, I think for him to be, just for the simple fact that when you're playing during the regular season, you know, you're not playing somebody five times in a row or seven times in a row. So you can work your magic a little bit on switching up on him, but when you only have a day to do that, I don't think you can do it. But
can a center be a flashy game winner?
Yeah, I don't know, because he's never going to be. I mean, that's what Joel Embiid is. I mean, if he wins the MVP, they're going to say he won it because of his flashiness and because he dribbles between his legs and shoots his threes instead of just standing out there shooting your threes. I watched Joker last night three or four different times. Looked like he was going to was up in the air, not that he gets up in the air very much, and was going to travel or something, and right at the last minute would tap a ball to somebody that was cutting through, and they get a layup. And I'm like, there's nobody in the NBA that does what he does right now. And it's so much fun to watch, but people just don't like the fact that it's a big, unathletic white guy that's doing it.
Well, it it seems
it's
a
easy
bit,
to make fun of,
right? And it seems old school European style.
Yes,
you know that's what we're more of a three step set and layup that time, you know.
I mean he shoots. I mean he it's everything about it, and he's the anti Luka, because Luka has all these crazy moves that he can do, and right. But Luka doesn't play any defense, doesn't rebound.
You're not talking Luka Garza, are you?
No, I'm talking Luka Doncic. Doncic. Not that I don't. I love Luka Garza. It's sometimes they just have this thought process, because my boys do it all the time. They make fun of them, and I'm like, okay, but you like James Harden, who looks like he's carrying a couple of Burger King sacks with him when he's playing. But James Harden's amazing how he can get shots off.
I agree with you.
Last night, you're up two. How in the world does he get a 3-pointer off? I'd have two guys. Anybody else on the floor? Take all five guys and go at him and let them shoot a layup and tie, and then you try to go down, you get more time. And he can get, he doesn't look like he's open, and he gives that little knee push. Or belly. It's a belly push.
Right.
I'm like, man, I could play in the NBA. I got a belly push. I can belly push my way through.
I think you might be missing just a couple other things.
Yes. And he just can go up and he can hit those shots. And he doesn't miss from the free throw line. He plays a zero defense. He used to be a five-tool player. He's not anymore. But he's still fun to watch play. But it's just agitating.
I pulled him up. He is not exactly a slender man, is he?
No.
But
he looks like the guy that you walk into the Y Rec League, and he's with a headband on going, got next.
Yeah. But then he just absolutely cleans your clock.
Yeah, just kills you. So I think, these aren't all the marquee teams in the NBA. I mean, it's missing some teams that maybe would have made it more exciting. But I think these last matchups, I think Philadelphia-Boston, it's a lifetime of built-up anxiety between these guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you get the Lakers and Golden State. That's been 8 years, 8, 9, 10 years brewing, those two teams going at each other.
That 76ers Celtic, to say that out loud, that's 40 years ago.
Yeah, it is. I still remember Dr. J and Danny Ainge and Caldwell Jones hitting each other and all those things. So I think, when they have the Knicks that are relevant, basketball's better all sports, and this goes to the Giants and the Jets in football as well. All sports are better when you get a New York team that's actually halfway decent.
Moves the needle. But it also gets hero and heel aspect, because you do get people watching
absolutely
to have them fail.
So that's kind of the outliers. Phoenix, Denver is kind of the outlier, and Miami, New York. But with the Knicks in there, I just wish everybody was healthy, and these playoffs would be just top notch if everybody was healthy. So we'll see what happens. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott and I are very thankful that you guys are in here listening. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're going to touch a little bit on the NFL draft, touch a little bit on hockey as well when we come back.
Retrieval skills season, from clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And, of course, loving your pets. Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment of this first hour, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day. 101.3, 1700, The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at 1700, The Champ. Facebook is at 1700, The Champ. Website, 1700thechamp.com. Tonight and tomorrow, Twins, White Sox, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins at the Guardians in Cleveland. That'll be exciting to see. This segment will be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is an Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to womencontrols.com
to look for all the things that we just mentioned above, or you can look for some various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company.
Manufacturing.
There we go. Okay, so I kind of teased a little bit, but I want to hit this one for. So the last six-game series for the iCubs in town. Don't cheat. Don't look. Can you give me a general idea of what the number of runs scored was in those six games between the two teams?
Number of runs scored?
Yes.
I'll see. One game was 18 to 16. There was a 12, 13 to nothing. It was massive. One game, the 18 to 16 game, there was 21 hits per team.
I know.
42 hits.
Crazy.
On an 18 to 16 game. It was,
63 to 29.
Yeah.
63. That they averaged 10 runs a game in the series.
I
don't know if we're happy or sad. I don't know.
So start.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's bold, see if it pays off for them.
So Louisville Bats started here.
The Bats.
Started on Tuesday, the 25th, so a week ago. So it was Louisville 1, 9 to 4. Then it was Cubs 9 to 5. Then on Thursday it was 18 to 16. Then it was Louisville 7 to 1.
And then it got ugly for Louisville.
And then on Saturday, 18 to 2. And on Sunday, 13-0.
Remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together.
Okay. Thank you, Red Green. So that puts them at a record of 16 and 8. They were playing in Columbus today, but because of wet conditions, it was postponed to be remade to made up again on the 6th, which would be Saturday. So I'm guessing it'll be a doubleheader. Because they are, as Randy said, they are one home stint in May, and that is the 9th through the 14th. Everything else is Columbus. What is it? Columbus, Indianapolis, and Nashville is most of the travel for May.
There we go.
You just did you find new buttons?
I did.
Good job out of you.
So fun.
All
okay.
Right.
So I said we'd talk a little bit about hockey.
Hockey.
I got into hockey when everybody kind of got into hockey with Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux,
mm-hmm.
and I love playoff hockey. I love watching hockey live. I don't know if I get to sit and watch hockey on TV all the time. I'm not John Schaefer. But I still like hockey. You had on Sunday and Monday.
Going to the Wild there, that elimination game. I mean, it was so good
fun
to watch. Yep. But outcome wasn't what we needed.
Sunday and Monday.
Yes.
You had something in the playoffs that's never happened before. Three game sevens, boom, boom, boom.
Right, exactly.
The Panthers beat the Bruins. The Bruins had the best record. I mean, they had the best record by like six games. We're up 3-1.
Yep.
And ended up getting beat.
And the Panthers won the series 4-3. That's game
Kraken,
seven.
Kraken beat the Avalanche 2-1 in the
game
final.
Seven.
Yep.
So they won the series 4-3.
And then on Monday night, you had the Rangers and the Devils, and the Devils just put it to them. Not the greatest Rangers team. They were, they weren't bad. They were 47-22. The Devils were 53-22. So now you were saying tonight you have the Panthers Maple Leafs and the Kraken Stars.
6 o'clock is Panthers Maple Leafs. 8:30 is the Stars and the Kraken.
That's your Washington folks. I think they're happy they have a hockey team.
They've got really cool apparel too.
Oh man, it is. It's awesome. I totally agree. It's like the old. I like that S because I hate that the Mariners don't have that on as much as they used to. I always love that S.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then Thursday night you get Thursday night.
Tomorrow night you've got the Golden Knights against the Oilers is the 8:30 game. The Devils, New Jersey Devils.
And the Hurricanes.
Putty's favorite song or its favorite team.
Those two are.
And the Hurricanes.
Those two teams are almost identical, and I think the Golden Knights might have a better team, but the Edmonton Oilers have Connor McDavid, and man, is he fun to watch. He's unbelievable. So some exciting stuff there. So I'm like I said, playoff hockey, totally different for me. So
it is easy to watch the Golden Knights, though.
It is.
I mean, all the fanfare before the game and the arena.
That's awesome, too. I love their uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
So when we were staying at Caesars, it's really funny because it wasn't always open. But when you walked by, they had a Vegas Knights pro shop there. But it was never open when we were walking by. Some sad news today. I think it's sad news because I think it has repercussions down the line. Joey LaCava, who is Tiger Woods' caddy, has been his caddy ever since he split with Brian, whatever, left today to go to Patrick Cantlay. Patrick Cantlay and his Patrick Cantlay of the Masters, who takes too long to hit a shot, Patrick Cantlay. Joey LaCava is going to be his full-time caddy. So that doesn't bode well for Tiger coming.
I think what we saw at the Masters was obvious. I mean, it's not like
it's
Tiger will continue to be the ambassador,
which he needs the PGA needs him to do that, and he needs to be. See, I agree with you because I think he needs to be more involved in his son playing golf as well. And
he's going to be he'll do the ones where they the match or whatever like that. He'll do
those things.
Exhibition stuff. He just can't still
walk
competitive.
He just can't walk in a hilly course of a major championship.
No, like I said, they're not showing us, but it was those wet, cold conditions, and
he slipped a little bit.
He hurt something.
Yeah, he did.
But no, I mean, it's okay. Is that did Cantley's camp approach
Patrick Cantlay and his caddy? Not the Masters, but the one after the Masters was their last one together. They had already determined they weren't going to be together. Patrick Cantlay is the number five player in the world. For Joey LaCava, that's a good person to be on your bag. And Tiger really likes Patrick Cantlay, so I think he gave him his. I mean, if he'd have went to somebody,
his blessing.
If he'd have went to somebody like Bryson DeChambeau or somebody like that, I think he might have had an issue. I think he would have.
We all would have an issue.
I think he's misunderstood too. But I get that.
Okay, but. With that being said, we're saying, oh, my gosh, now we've got Tigers. Is the expectation that he's going to fix Cantlay so that he is not a target for – well, it's slow play. He's not doing it properly. His etiquette isn't correct.
I think what they're going to see is they'll work better together, and Joey will already have a club in his hand and go, hey, what do you want to hit? Yeah, this. And because that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trust factor in there, and somebody that's coming off of
a trust factor, and he's got
coming off Tiger's bag is a big deal.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's got track record of listen to what I say. I walk with winners here, so
yeah. It's going to be interesting. I think he'll help Patrick Cantlay in the fact that I do not think that Patrick Cantlay was the fault. I think all of that other stuff was Brooks Koepka, who, I mean, you think Bryson DeChambeau is a jerk. I think Brooks Koepka is kind of a jerk on the golf course.
Right.
Well.
And we've watched him a little bit on Full Swing. Also, that leads us to Tony Finau.
Finau.
There you go. Tony Finau.
We love Tony Finau.
He and his gaggle of children were at the 18th, and to see John Rahm give him a big old hug and congratulations and watch those two battle out it. He was playing lights out golf.
He was. It was unbelievable because that's not an easy course. And here's the great thing. I don't know if you saw this, but it was on social media. I think I have it tagged in here. So he gets done. He wins that tournament. They still got like 2 hours of daylight.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't go celebrate. He doesn't do anything. He takes his two boys that play golf, and they went to the par three course. There's a 9-hole par three course right where they were playing at. Mm-hmm. And he caddied. He carried both their bags and caddied for them in those 9 holes. That's a dude.
That's a
dude that I can get behind.
Well, did you see the one where we went back to the complex, the apartment complex, if you will, where he grew up? And it's they couldn't afford to go play on courses, so they shot in the garage. the backside dance on the grass. Dude, it's a great story. He's a great one.
Oh, my gosh. His wife is just as cool. Man, could she be a great spokesman for somebody.
Good stuff.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott and I are happy that you're in here with us. You're listening to us live on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Plenty more to talk about. Come back in. Second hour up.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, the